Safe hits a home run in Atlanta. ATK lands work on the F-35 Lightning II. And what do you want and need in an FBO? This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, May 10th, 2011. It's hard to find anyone involved who hasn't come away from last week's Pilot Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta who isn't strongly optimistic about its impact on aviation's long-term future. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt and a couple of key division managers were there and actively involved, and the conclusions of the breakout groups will be showing up in the coming days under a tab titled Symposium Output at the website, pilottrainingreform.org. The issues of a declining pilot population and flatlined accident numbers were addressed from the premise that problems with instruction are at their root. CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, a frequent ANN contributor who expressed very low expectations for the event beforehand, came away convinced that significant progress had been made. You can hear his comments in the Aero News special feature from Monday, May 9th. My guest for today's feature is Doug Stewart, 2004 National CFI of the Year and chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, which organized the symposium. You'll be hearing a lot more about this event and its reports in the future. In his address to the symposium, Randy Babbitt hinted at a timeline for reform. Quote, "I'm very eager to have your help in developing the FAA's five-year strategy for transforming general aviation safety," unquote. He went on to list risk management, training and education, safety promotion through FAST Team, and outreach and engagement with stakeholders, including SAFE, NAFI, and the GA Alphabet groups, and, quote, "type clubs, manufacturers, insurance providers, academia, and anyone else who has a role to play in GA safety and professionalism. We don't have all the answers. We need your help to reduce GA accidents," unquote. Babbitt finished his remarks with a pitch for GA interests to get behind the transition to next-gen air traffic control. Later this week, watch for excerpts from the symposium's Q&A session with Randy Babbitt in print form at aero-news.net. One of the federal contractors to be affected by changes in NASA's direction is Alliant Tech Systems, better known by its stock symbol, ATK. The plight of ATK workers facing layoffs here in Utah put our longtime U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch in the position of supporting the continuation of the Constellation program, even while he was calling for a balanced budget amendment which would cut pork in other states. Fortunately for him, he may not face that paradox during his upcoming re-election campaign, because ATK is now picking up other work, including a $110 million contract from Lockheed Martin to produce composite components for low-rate initial production of the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter. Under terms of the contract, ATK will use advanced hand layup processing techniques to manufacture upper fixed aft skins for both the carrier variant and short takeoff vertical landing variant, upper access covers on the carrier and conventional takeoff and landing variants, and the upper access center covers for the STOVL. Production will take place at ATK's facility in Clearfield, Utah, this year through 2015. ATK also manufactures several other composite structures for the F-35. In its latest annual report, ATK told investors, quote, "At the beginning of FY11, we aligned the company to focus on growth and performance in clearly defined markets. Although we are facing numerous new challenges, we are confident in our strategic direction and new business structure," unquote. The Corpus Christi International Airport in Texas, KCRP, has two FBOs on the field, Atlantic Aviation and Signature Flight Support. Both had long-term contracts with the city, which either have expired or are about to, and the city is seeking input from general aviation interests before deciding how to proceed. The airport has developed a survey as the vehicle for soliciting input and is distributing it to the current tenants and subtenants of the existing FBO operators, past customers, potential customers, the airlines, and other stakeholders. In a news release, the city says airport management will be putting together requests for qualifications and proposals for each operation and will be seeking qualified operators to provide the outlined services. The survey is available online. If you fly into or out of Corpus Christi, follow the FMI link from the text version of this story, dated May 9th, at aero-news.net, and make sure to provide your input by this weekend, because the results will be compiled and posted on the airport website after May 15th. Up next on ANN, Piper names four new Southern California service centers. A NASA probe validates part of Einstein's work. And an asteroid near miss will provide a photo op. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, May 10th. I'm Paul Plack. Embraer has selected the Solid FX FX8 Aviation Information System for use by test and ferry pilots of its Super Tucano aircraft. The company says it selected the FX8 for its ability to easily manage Jeppesen terminal charts and Embraer company in-flight documents, and for its compact size and readability in any lighting situation. The FX8 lists for about $900 US and requires a Jeppesen subscription. It boasts a battery life of more than 24 hours, can be loaded with PDF documents specific to your aircraft, and weighs well under 1 pound. You can find out more about it at solidfx.com. Four new service centers in Southern California have been approved by Piper Aircraft. They are JetSource at the McClellan Palomar Airport in Carlsbad, American Aircraft Maintenance at John Wayne Orange County Airport in Santa Ana, Mather Aviation at Van Nuys Airport, and Lloyd's Aircraft Maintenance at Meadows Field in Bakersfield. These four service centers are also the only facilities approved by Piper for warranty-related service in Southern California. NASA says its GPB, or Gravity Probe B mission, has confirmed two key predictions derived from Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity. The experiment was launched in 2004 and used four ultra-precise gyroscopes to measure the hypothesized geodetic effect, or the warping of space and time around a gravitational body, and frame dragging, the amount a spinning object pulls space and time with it as it rotates. GPB determined both effects with unprecedented precision by pointing at a single star, IM Pegasi, while in a polar orbit around Earth. The findings are online in the journal Physical Review Letters. The world's space agencies sometimes launch probes at opportune times to get close-ups of comets or asteroids when they'll be near the Earth. But close-ups is a relative term. The best radar images made of the asteroid 2005 YU-55, for example, had a resolution of about 7.5 meters per pixel. That's enough to make out large surface features. But there's going to be a chance to get a much closer close-up of that asteroid this November, and it won't require a space probe. The asteroid, which is 400 meters long, will pass within 202,000 miles of Earth. That's closer than our own moon. Scientists assure us there's no danger of Earth impact, and in fact the gravitational influence won't be enough to measure, let alone to affect tides. But it will allow radar imaging down to 4 meters per pixel, using facilities including the Goldstone Radar Array in California. Jet Propulsion Laboratory radar astronomer Lance Benner puts that in perspective. Quote, "We're talking about getting down to the kind of surface detail you dream of when you have a spacecraft fly by one of these targets," unquote. I don't know exactly why, but I was just reminded of the most over-the-top case of product placement I ever saw in a movie. Does anybody else remember the basement of the White House being filled with pallets of Ensure canned dietary supplement in the 1998 Morgan Freeman movie Deep Impact? And finally today, in Monday's edition of the Clyde Morris comic on the ANN website, Wes Olszewski takes an imaginary look behind the scenes in Afghanistan at some predator jockeys working in a trailer, one of whom is down because the job of taking out Osama bin Laden went to the boots instead of being ordered as a drone strike. His colleague attempts to comfort him with the observation, quote, "Look, Obama's fired more hellfires than any other Nobel Peace Prize winner. We'll get plenty of targets in the future," unquote. If you've fallen out of the habit of reading Clyde, take a look at Mondays, and also take a look back at the guest article from Wes, dated Saturday, May 7th, titled Freedom 7, A Few Little-Known Tidbits. Wes has been a space geek for decades and offers a few corrections to common misinformation about the first U.S. manned spaceflight on last week's occasion of its 50th anniversary. Some of those misconceptions originated intentionally within NASA. You can find both Clyde and that article at aero-news.net. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Doug Stewart of SAFE about last week's Pilot Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.